It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America needs a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Dale Gentry on the radio praying today on this Wednesday. Sorry, this is Wednesday, not Tuesday. Good to have you listening in today. Good to have you praying with me here on this Wednesday. We're going to pray today, and we know there is power in the prayer of agreement. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So good Wednesday, everybody. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the globe, at this time or any time. You can pray with me. We're praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And today's going to be an awesome time of prayer as we pray together. So don't tune out, but tune in. And I just want to welcome cities all across America that are praying with us. And we're so thankful to have all of these cities that are praying with us and all of these nations that are praying with us, as well as the United Kingdom, Canada, South Africa, France, Germany, Australia, China, Mexico, Bahamas, Pakistan, Guatemala, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Spain, Belgium, Netherlands, Switzerland, Serbia, Poland, Moldova, Burundi, and we have Uganda, Kenya. We have the Mauritius, wherever that is, M-A-U-R-I-T-I-U-S, Malaysia, and South Korea and other nations, I'm sure, that may be praying with us. Thank you for praying with us here on the Breakout Prayer Network. And I want to remind you that we're having a prayer leaders gathering for those who are prayer leaders or those who have a desire to lead prayer. And that's going to be April 9th, 10th, and 11th. At Compass Church in Austin, Texas. And we're going to be praying. We're going to have information, impartation, instructions. And it's going to be a wonderful time of praying as we gather prayer leaders. We're believing for 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities in America. And so as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Father, we pray for this prayer broadcast today on this Wednesday. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that as we set ourselves in agreement, that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done in our lives today. We're thankful for the power of agreement in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for other prayer ministries today that are leading prayer groups all across America. We know that as we combine our forces, our prayer armies, to pray. So we pray today for Hal and Cheryl Sachs as they lead that prayer group in Arizona. Bob Wilhite, we pray for him. He's got an incredible prayer ministry. And we pray in Jesus' name for him today that you would bless him. I pray for Jack Robbins up in Oklahoma that's calling counties to pray all over America. We pray for Jack. And we pray for the praying army that is being led by Apostle James and also Brian Debbie Davenport involved in that. And so there's just prayer groups all over America that is praying. And of course, the Power Tower in Fort Worth that helped start in 1995, they continue to pray about 14, 16 hours a day. And that's the Power Tower in Fort Worth, Texas. And we just bless them right now. In the name of Jesus, everyone that's been praying there, they prayed for many years around the clock, 24 hours a day. I'm thankful for Larry Lee that was so instrumental in helping me call people to pray. I was able to pray with him to help him lead prayer across America, 85, 86, 87. I'm thankful for Melva Lee Beecham that was on the broadcast yesterday, leading prayer. And she is a wonderful prayer leader. So I'm thankful. I just bless all of the prayer groups that's going on across America as we pray for revival in this nation, another spiritual awakening. And I just came to tell you that God has a wonderful plan for your life, that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can receive what God says you can receive. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can preach where God says you can preach. You can teach where God says you can preach. You can do business where God says you can do business. You can sow where God says you can sow, and you can reap where God says you can reap. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. All things are possible and nothing is impossible to those who believe. And if you believe, all things are possible. And I declare today that you are going to be happy. You have choices to make today. You can be sad or mad or glad, but I declare that you are going to be glad, that happiness is a choice. And you can be happy, and you will be happy. You just need to say, I'm going to be happy. Happy today. And so there's so many people that are sad, depressed, lonely. And I pray for you today. But I pray that happiness will return, and happiness is a choice. And so I pray today for you, the will, plan, and purpose of God. Everybody that's listening today, the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life today. And so I just declare that we're going to worship him today. I've got a friend in that has been living in England. He's moved to Spain now, but he's an incredible man. And he invited me to lead prayer for 45,000 people in London, Wembley Stadium. He had a great miracle there. God provided. It was a wonderful day. Also got to go to Germany, there in the stadium in Berlin, and minister with Noel Richards. And Noel Richards is going to sing today. He's going to sing about Hosanna. We're going to worship God. We're going to be back to pray some more. I got some exciting things to share. Here's Noel Richards. This is a good day. This is a great day.
This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice in you always. Hosanna. Hosanna. New every morning is your love falling upon us from above. Hosanna. Hosanna.
Worship you today here on Breakout Prayer Network. Noel Richards there. We just worship you. Hosanna to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so we're so thankful today in Jesus' name. We worship you, Lord. We honor you, Father God. You are a good God. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. And we are so thankful and grateful on this Wednesday to be able to pray to Hosanna, worship Hosanna the King. We are so thankful. Would you just express your gratitude to God, your thanksgiving to God for all that He's done for you? In Jesus' name, we enter His gates with thanksgiving. We enter His courts with praise. And we are thankful unto Him. And we bless your name, Hosanna. We just spend some time worshiping Him, blessing Him, honoring Him. doing it with a loud voice if necessary. But always use words. Always use words. Father, we just thank you for this day. It's a good day to pray. It's a day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we declare in Jesus' name that you are at work in our lives. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done in our own lives. Would you spend a moment just praying the will of God be done in your life? God has a good plan, and he wants to fulfill the plan. Not a plan that you can just figure out in the realm of the natural, but let the supernatural work in your life. He's a God of visions and dreams. And so I just believe today that he is at work. He is at work doing his good pleasure. So we just pray today the will of God be done in your life and the members of your family. In Jesus' name, just take a few moments and say, Lord, your will be done in me, will be done in my life. Just do it. Lord, we take this time right now to pray for some Christian leaders. We pray for Pastor Doug Carter, pastor of First Assembly of God Church, Elliottsville, Indiana. In Jesus' name, we pray that we pray for Pastor Bob Schaefer, Kingfisher, Oklahoma, mighty man of God, who's had several back surgeries now. He's been incapacitated for a while. We need you, Bob Schaefer. We need you to preach deliverance, speak deliverance to this nation, nations of the world. We just speak healing over you right now. We pray for healing for every person in Jesus' name. Come on, prayer team, help me pray now in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you today. We believe in the power of prayer. And Lord, we call people from all across America and other nations of the world to help us pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Oh God, we need you now. We need you now. Come and help us. Come and help us, Lord, I pray. I pray for 1,000 prayer centers led by 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities. And I pray for 1,000 points of light. 1,000 points of light in this nation, in this land. Would you help me pray? Would you help me pray now? Would you pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening? Would you help me call for 1,000 prayer centers with 1,000 prayer leaders and 1,000 cities in America, 1,000 points of light? Would you help me pray now? Playing our background music today, Courtney Vandiver Piera, who, by the way, is up for an Academy Award. Excuse me, a Grammy Award. A Grammy Award. She's been nominated for a Grammy Award, so we speak blessings over her. Thank her and Todd Mooring for providing the background music here for BPN Radio. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And this program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne from England. And I just want to give a shout out to all of our friends out there in England and all of the United Kingdom and nations around the world that are praying with us in the name of Jesus. Would you help me pray right now for an army of young people to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation? Last year, I hosted a preaching competition, and many young people came out to preach the gospel, and we call them Young Preachers International. We do have a website, youngpreachers.net, 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 and you can hear some of these young people preaching, teenagers mostly preaching, and a few young adults there. And so we just believe that God is calling an army of young people out of obscurity to come and preach to their generation. And would you agree with me right now? Father, we pray for young preachers. We call them out of obscurity from all over the world. In Jesus' name, to come out and preach on college and university campuses, high school and junior high and middle school campuses, we ask in the name of Jesus that an army of young people would raise up and proclaim the gospel, preach the gospel to their generation. And I would like to say that in Austin, Texas, July the 19th through the 21st, that's July the 19th through 21st. We're having a Young Preachers International prayer gather, a prayer and preaching gathering, a music gathering. The Leland Band coming together to provide music. My spiritual grandson Leland, who does the intro in music for this broadcast, is going to be coming, and we're hosting together. We're hosting a Young Preachers International gathering, Austin, Texas. And that will be July the 19th through 21st, calling young people out of obscurity. And here's a young lady that is a teenager, and she's going to sing a song about the name of Jesus. And I just am so thankful for her today. And I just declare that she's going to come and sing a song about the name. And I just want us to set ourselves in agreement as she sings for teenagers to come out of obscurity, college, university, high school students, junior high, middle school students to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation. And here's a young person, a teenage girl. Her name is Mallory Shannon. She lives in Ohio, and she's going to sing a song about the name of Jesus. And as she's singing, would you help me call young people, teenagers in particular, out of obscurity all across America and around the world, who are going to come and preach to their generation.
There is not a name more beautiful. There is not a name more precious to me. There is not a name more holy than your name, Jesus, your name. There is not a name more wonderful. There is not a name more righteous than yours. There is not a name more worthy.
That's Mallory Shannon. One of my spiritual granddaughters singing there. Talking about the name which is above every name. And that was recorded a few years ago when Mallory was about 12, 13 years of age. But it's a great song, and it's still good. And I was, of course, there when it was... when she recorded that, because I was doing my Let's Pray America prayer series, which is available right now on my website, letsprayamerica.com. Letsprayamerica.com, you could go in there and get my prayer series, any of my prayer series, 60-minute prayer series, and there's no charge. You can download them, listen to them. But I was there when Mallory sang that song, recorded that song at Jim Wagey's studio, one of my spiritual sons in Kansas City, Missouri. And Jim has been a tremendous blessing to so many people producing their music. You're listening to BPN Radio. Glad to have you listening here on a Wednesday. And we just know that God is at work in our lives. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And if you would like to make a donation to this ministry, you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom to the donate button, and you can get our address to send a check, or you can use your debit card, credit card, PayPal, and your contribution to Breakout Prayer Network would be greatly appreciated. It's tax deductible. And we just want to thank you for listening and being a part and praying with us here on BPN Radio, and because we know that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And, you know, people, of course, talk about how I outline my prayers, and so I don't have much of an outline, to be honest with you. I don't have much of an outline. I just get on here and begin to pray. There's a few notes that I make from time to time, but I just pray as the Holy Spirit directs, and I try to have people on the broadcast that that I feel like it's appropriate to have at that particular time, the need at that particular moment in time. So thank you for praying with me, and thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. And I just responded to the Holy Spirit several months ago when he said, I want you just to pray 24 hours a day. And, you know, in the realm of the natural, that is not natural. That can't happen. I can't pray 24 hours a day on internet radio, but I just declare I'm going to do it. So there is a way. And so every hour, this broadcast is repeated 24 times a day so that you can listen to me anytime, day or night. So every broadcast lasts for 60 minutes, 1 hour. Jesus said, could you not tarry 1 hour? So I just believe that we are praying an hour a day. And we are praying for young people today also. And I want to pray today for the human trafficking situation, which is terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And it's a tragedy in our nation. It's a tragedy in our nation where young people are being lured into the hands of pimps and others for profiting. Young children taken and raped for profit. And, you know, this is a terrible situation that's going on in America. Young people are being lured into that. It's estimated that 1 out of 3 runaways will be lured into prostitution within 48 hours of leaving home. Pimps will often use a lover boy technique, to recruit girls from middle and high schools. They act as though they're an older boyfriend, give the girls gifts or promises to help her fulfill her dreams before convincing her to run away with them and forcing her into prostitution. They gain control over their victims through beatings, verbal abuse, manipulation, false sense of love or loyalty to the trafficker. Traffickers usually demand the girls call them daddy, refer to the other victims he controls as their family. Pimps abuse these girls physically, sexually, emotionally, to create a trauma bond between themselves and the victim. They also threaten them or their loved ones with violence if they do not submit. One news story reported how a trafficker would beat a 16-year-old runaway when she didn't collect enough money from her dates. The girl told police that she was taken from hotel to hotel to perform sex acts and was scared to flee. So we pray today, we pray, Lord, for the rescue and recovery this week in Super Bowl week, of those victims that have been lured into human trafficking. Millions and millions of young people across America, around the world, that are being taken out of their will. And these girls live in terror. They're under a spirit of fear, total control, twisted loyalties because of manipulation. We pray for them right now. We pray for these girls, some as young as 10, 11, 12 years old. In Jesus' name, we ask, oh God, we ask God for deliverance. I pray for our daughters particularly, because anyone's child can be dragged into this industry. They can be dragged into this industry. And I'm reminded of a story from a young lady that said that her niece was kidnapped when she was 16, 2008, taken into the sex trafficking industry. 2 years after that happened, this young lady named Paige Hallman went missing. She was picked up by police in Florida for prostitution. Because she refused to testify against her pimp, she did time in juvenile detention. But as soon as she got out, she went right back to that life. Tragically, 9 months later, Paige Hallman killed herself. Terrible situation. So we come against human trafficking. And we pray for these girls right now that are in bondage to these pimps, to these human traffickers. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, as Super Bowl weekend comes, that you will cause these young ladies to be delivered from this trafficking, many of them being taken for the pleasures of men. Oh, God, have mercy. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you'll raise up an army of people who will pray, who will not be drunk on wine where is excess, but they will be filled with the Spirit, and the Spirit of intercession will come upon them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So we're just calling for that army. Army of prayers to pray. And we not only pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, but we pray, Lord, as you taught us to pray, you said that my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. And we pray for different nations of the world. And we are going to begin to pray for a different nation every day in a different language. And so today we're praying for Spanish-speaking nations. And in just a few moments, I'm going to have somebody here with me that's going to interpret for me as we pray. But right now, before we pray together, here's one of my spiritual sons. His name is Godfrey Bertel, and he's going to sing about a prayer army. And Godfrey wrote this song years ago in response to my call for people to pray for an army of prayer. And he began to say, they've got a trumpet in their hand, about to blow the trumpet. So I believe there's an army that God is raising up to pray. Godfrey Bertel is going to sing, and then we're going to come back to pray for Spanish-speaking nations. And so here's Godfrey.
They've got a trumpet in their hand, and they're about to blow a trumpet. Yeah. Yeah, it's a signal. It's a call to pray. I can hear them pray. I can hear them pray.
I can hear them pray. can hear the church praying. I can hear the church praying now.
Well, here on BPN Radio, each day now I'm having prayer, not only for America, but for all the nations of the world. Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Today, I'm leading prayer for all Spanish-speaking people. And it's good to have today Pastor Sylvia De La Cruz from Topeka, Kansas, the Encounter Church, a great church where I've ministered. And Sylvia, are you ready to pray for Spanish-speaking people?
Amen, I'm ready.
I'm going to pray and you interpret. Lord Jesus.
Querido Jesús,
we believe you're the Son of God.
Creemos que tú eres el Hijo de Dios.
And you died for all sins.
Y tú moriste por todos nuestros pecados.
For all nations.
Por todas las naciones.
For all people.
Por toda la gente.
And we pray today.
Y oramos esta mañana.
For all of the Spanish-speaking nations of the world.
Por todas las naciones hispanas del mundo.
That you would pour out your Holy Ghost power.
Que tú derrames el poder de tu Espíritu Santo ahora.
That you would pour out your Holy Spirit.
Que tú derrames de tu Espíritu Santo.
And there would be revival.
Para que llegue un avivamiento.
In all of the Spanish-speaking nations of the world.
En todas las naciones hispanas del mundo.
Including Mexico.
Incluyendo al país de México,
and Guatemala,
Guatemala,
and Nicaragua,
Nicaragua,
and all of the Spanish-speaking nations of the world,
y todas las naciones que hablan español en todo el mundo,
in Panama,
en Panamá,
and all of the Spanish-speaking nations of the world,
y todos los países hispanos del mundo.
We ask Holy Spirit.
Te pedimos, Espíritu Santo,
that you pour your Holy Ghost power,
que tú pongas el poder de tu Espíritu Santo,
out upon all the Spanish-speaking nations of the world.
Sobre esas naciones que hablan español.
And we pray for the Spanish-speaking people here in America.
Y oramos en esta mañana por todas las personas que hablan español que viven en los Estados Unidos.
That they would know.
Para que ellos sepan.
That they are here in this nation.
Que están aquí en esta nación.
As missionaries.
Como misioneros.
As representatives.
Como representantes.
From whatever nation they came from.
Sea cualquier nación de la cual ellos hayan venido.
To help us with this revival in America.
Que han venido para ayudarnos con este avivamiento en América.
To extend their faith.
Para extender su fe.
To help us enlarge the borders of our land.
Señor, para extender los bordes de nuestra tierra.
The spiritual borders.
Los bordes espirituales.
That we may see the glory of God.
Para que podamos ver la gloria de Dios.
In this nation.
En esta nación.
In this land.
En esta tierra.
We ask Holy Spirit.
Te pedimos, Espíritu
Santo.
That every
Spanish-speaking person in America.
Que cada persona que habla español aquí en América
would know that they are here.
Sepan que están aquí.
They are here for such a time as this.
Que están aquí por este tiempo.
To help us bring in the harvest.
Para poder traer toda esa siembra, esa cosecha.
For it's harvest time in America.
Creemos que es el tiempo de la cosecha aquí en América.
And we pray that English-speaking people.
Le hablamos a la gente que habla inglés.
And Spanish-speaking people.
Y a las personas que hablan español.
We'll join our voices together.
Para que unamos nuestras fuerzas.
As one.
Como un solo hombre.
To believe you for revival in this nation.
Creemos por un avivamiento nuevo en esta nación.
Another spiritual awakening.
Otro despertar, Señor, espiritual.
And so we call.
Así que lo llamamos.
For all Spanish-speaking people.
A todos los hispanos que hablan español.
That is listening to this broadcast around the world.
Que están escuchando ahora en todo el mundo.
To help us pray for this nation.
Para que nos ayuden a orar por esa nación.
And for their nation.
Y por sus naciones.
And all of the Spanish-speaking nations of the world.
por todas las, los países o naciones hispanas en todo el mundo.
May we join our voices together.
Que podamos unir nuestras voces y juntos declarar.
Until we see the glory of God.
Hasta que veamos la gloria de Dios.
Throughout this nation.
A través de esta nación.
And the nations of the world.
Y las naciones del mundo.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Te lo pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen and amen.
Amen y amen.
Okay, it's great to have Sylvia Dela Cruz from Topeka, Kansas, on the telephone with us as we pray for Spanish-speaking people in America and all around the world to come and pray with us and help us gather the harvest. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the harvest. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be alive here in 2015, to be able to see your hand at work all across America and all around the world, hearing reports of revival and what you're doing in other nations of the world. What a tremendous opportunity that we have. And may we go into all the world and preach the gospel. We call for missionaries. We call for people that are willing to sacrifice everything if necessary, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. In Jesus' name, I'm reminded of the story of two men working at the lighthouse, and it was a stormy night. It was a terrible night, weather-wise. And there was a ship that sent out a mayday, mayday, mayday. And the older one said, we're going to have to go out and rescue that ship. And the younger one said, well, what if we don't come back? And the older man said to the younger man, we don't have to come back. But we do have to go out. And so I declare today that God is calling people to leave their comfort zone and move into their discovery zone. My wife Jean and I, who this March will celebrate 54 years of marriage, are this summer celebrate 49 years of ministry. We're rehearsing just this week about her leaving the comforts of a home that we had purchased not many months before in Wichita Falls, Texas. I had a good position at a radio station, a CBS affiliate in Wichita Falls. But we sold everything we had, put everything that we owned into a little 35-foot trailer behind an old Buick, and started down the road with one revival. That was on March the 12th, 1967. We're still going today. We left it all behind with no promises of any revivals, no promises of any income, no promises of hospitalization. We had a 2-year-old son, but we took the risk. I'm not saying that everybody has to take that same risk, but sometimes there is a risk involved. And I pray for those of you today that God is speaking to you to go into all the world and preach the gospel, minister to adults, minister to people, to children, minister to orphans, minister to in other nations that you may not even know their language. Maybe go into different cities where you've never been. You don't understand the accent. I don't know what God is speaking to you today, but I pray for you today. I pray the will, plan, and purpose of God. And you must understand that you only have one life to live. You only have one life to give. And if God has called you to make money and support missions, if God has called you to do business or to work on a job and support those that are going, then you be faithful in whatever God has called you to do. But we must understand the harvest is plenteous and the labors are few. We will not say, as Jesus taught us, He said, don't say 4 months, and then comes harvest. Look upon your eyes and lift upon, look up your, take your eyes and look upon the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. So God, we just want to be faithful. We want to be faithful. We want to do your will. I just pray that you'll send people across cities in America to high school and college campuses. I pray that you would send people to minister in different places. Send people to their local church to pray and intercede. Send people to their prayer closets in Jesus' name, or send people to nations of the world, whatever you want to do. We just ask the Holy Spirit how you are to be involved in the world harvest. And he might want to speak to you today. Just take a few moments. We pray for the harvest around the world. In Jesus' name, we ask, Lord, that you send out your missionaries, your representatives, to different places in the world. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And if we can't go, may we help send those that are going by making a contribution into their lives. In Jesus' name. Well, we thank you for listening to BPN Radio on this Wednesday. We're so thankful and grateful. If you have a prayer request, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com and go down toward the bottom of the page, double-click where it says prayer request. Send in your prayer request. We do have a team led by Cheryl Ortiz, a national prayer team, and they will be praying for you each day for at least for the next 7 days. So send your prayer request to bpnradio.com. Thank you for listening today. I appreciate you praying with me, because we are a force in the earth when we pray, and we certainly are making a difference. So I'll be back tomorrow at the same time, or any time. Dale Gentry here saying you have a great day. I sure love you. God is at work in your life.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.